Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. For this week only, save $200 on their 3-pack. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
To me, using a coronavirus bill to effectuate spending porn is like looting after a natural disaster.
But I was going to loot you a present.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, there's been a big change between last year and this year, and that change is Joe Biden. And what we're seeing is this administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border.
They are coming in bigger numbers every day. So do you have a messaging problem?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Well, I would say that in the last administration, we had a morality problem.
Wheel of morality, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. Moral number one.
I've never known a Democrat to pass up pork.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We got a big announcement from Grace here at 3:30, and we got a great cheap bastard deal this hour. We got a lot planned for the day. 844-500-4242. You know, until last night, I thought that Andrew Cuomo was going to be able to ride this thing out, but I'm not so sure now. I just told Grace, there's a word that I saw in the story in the Albany newspaper this morning about his apparent interaction, shall we say, with the young aide, the secretary, whatever she was. And the word was fondle. And fondle is one of those words that just never has a positive connotation for anybody, you know? You never go out on no woman ever was asked, you know, what'd you do on the date last night with Bobby? Oh, well, he fondled me. No. Fondled, it's like grope. You don't ever say he groped me, you know? So now it gets worse this afternoon. This is a headline in the New York Post. Groping allegation against Governor Cuomo referred to Albany police. Groping. Oh my God! I hope Charlie Parker has called and expressed his sympathies and his condolences. Groping is that something that Charlie Parker knows something about in his own family, you know? And his son AJ Gropey went to Union College back in the day, which is of course in upstate New York. 844-500-4242. The Albany Police Department has been formally notified about the allegation that Governor Andrew Cuomo groped a female staffer in an incident that may amount to a crime, a source familiar with the matter said Thursday. So now they've got a ticker up on the what amounts to a ticker on the New York Post front page. It's just all these assemblymen, state reps, and state senators who are calling for Cuomo to step down or be impeached. It's up to 85. And those are just Democrats, 85 Democrats. So the Republicans have already introduced a motion to get rid of him, because not just because of these incidents, but now there's the nursing home scandal, which is the focus of a federal probe. And then there's also another scandal involving the Mario Cuomo Bridge, formerly the Tappan Zee Bridge, or it's the bridge that replaced the old Tappan Zee Bridge, and they decide to name it after Dad. And apparently it's reports that it is constructed in a way that is very hazardous to the motorists who are driving across the Hudson River on it on a daily basis. So there's all kinds of stuff happening to him. His top aide, the so-called third Cuomo brother, I think his name is Joseph Prococo, he's already in prison. Some of his top donors are in prison. The the former Assembly Speaker, one of his close allies, Sheldon Silver, he was convicted of a felony. The Republican leader that he used to play footsie with, he and his son were convicted of crimes. I mean, this is really something that this is going on. And I begin to think that he's doomed here. Now it may take a little while longer. He's not going to go voluntarily. That's for sure. But he's on his way out. 844-500-4242. There's a lot going on here, and of course they're promoting they continue to promote the panic. You know, they never ever let up on the panic, and so Fauci is out there again today, taking the cues from his Democrat masters, obviously, and they want to make the mail-in voting a permanent fraudulent mechanism to keep Democrats in office. And there's only one way they can do that, and that's to say that there's going to be another quote-unquote surge, right? So this is Fauci today on pay no attention to those numbers that say that there's no problem. There's a big problem. Cut 8.
When you get down to a plateau that's as high as it is, 57,000-60,000, that means that the virus is still very much circulating in the community. And when it is, then you get the possibility of being another surge. And that's one of the things we're concerned about.
Plateauing, surges, mutants, variants. How many more, Mr. Speaker, how many more scams must we put up with here before this grift is finally put to rest? 844-500-4242. So if there's another thing that's going on today, and we want to get to it with the guys from Cape Gunworks, and that's the fact that they're coming after not just the Keystone Oil Pipeline, the border, by surging in illegal aliens and destroying the peace process in the Mideast, giving Iran more money for state-sponsored terrorism. I mean, they're just destructive across the board. They're destroying the gig economy, going to make it easier for union thugs to intimidate workers who don't want to join unions. They're also going after the guns. They're going to try to criminalize the private sale of guns. And this is Representative Madison Cawthorn, the freshman Republican who took Mark Meadows' place in North Carolina. And this is what he had to say about that. Cut 20.
You want my guns. I know it. We all know it. Well, Mr. Speaker, you can come and take them. With that, I yield back.
Gentlemen. And he was echoed by Representative Chip Roy of Texas. Cut 21.
Texans, Americans, the government is never going to know what weapons I own. Let me be clear about that. It's not going to happen.
Amen, Congressman Roy. Amen. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is the situation we're in today. And let's play the cut. This is one before we go to the break. I want to play. This is the White House said that the border was closed. The U.S. Mexican border was closed to indigent, disease-ridden, non-English-speaking criminals. That's what they said in English. But then in Spanish, they said the border was still open. Cut 23.
It's really important that people not make the dangerous journey in the first place, that we provide them with alternatives to making that journey, because it's not safe en route. Así que yo creo que es muy importante subrayar el caso que la frontera no está cerrada y el viaje es muy peligroso y la gente realmente no debían llegar a los Estados Unidos en una manera irregular ahora.
The English translation is, as long as you vote Democrat, we don't care if you work or not. We'll provide for everything, but you're just going to have to vote. The only day you work out of the year is Election Day, and then you'll be expected to vote a few dozen times, even if you're still an illegal alien. But other than that, we'll provide everything, health, housing, medical care, food, translators when you get busted for selling drugs, whatever. Everything free in America. As
everything
Lindbergh.
Free in America.
Si, senor, everything free in America. Everything free in America. All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
And I just told you about House passes gun legislation. They're coming after the gun owners today that would expand background checks. Background checks. That means they're going after private sales of firearms. So they're going after the Second Amendment today. The First Amendment is tomorrow, maybe. Every day there's a new assault on American liberties. And it makes it all the more necessary for you to exercise your Second Amendment rights. And that's what the cheap bastard deals are about today. We're with Cape Gunworks. They do a lot of work with us. They're great sponsors of our show. And they've got a great cheap bastard deal today. They've got two, actually. One is a membership to Cape Gunworks. This is a year's long membership, $500 value for just $250. They're waiving the $175 initiation fee, so you're getting a $675 value for $250. I'll tell you in just a moment what that involves with Toby from Cape Gunworks. The other cheap bastard deal is a basic firearms license to carry class. You have to pass one of these if you're in Massachusetts before you can get your permit. And you need to get a permit right now. They're tightening the screws. They want to, as Charlie Parker's Undersecretary of Climate Change said, they want to tighten the screws and break our will on every aspect of American freedom. And you have to be ready, be prepared. So Toby from Cape Gunworks, thanks for being with us. Tell us what there are two cheap bastard deals in this deal at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Tell us about the membership first, Toby.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Howie. And as you said, it's an important time to support the Second Amendment and exercise your rights. But on that membership, it's you guys are the only ones we do this for. It's truly a tailor-made cheap bastard deal. So you get a full annual plus membership, which is a $500 a year value, plus the first year you sign up, you pay a $175 initiation fee, which we waive, as you said. So for $250, you get the plus one membership, which means you can bring any guest with you. You never pay range fees, no matter when you come, during the week, nights, or weekends. And you get 5% off anything we sell in the store. So guns, ammo, accessories, scopes, it doesn't matter. You get 5% off everything. And you also get 10% off any classes we offer. And we offer a ton of classes right now. So we encourage people to, you know, take a class and learn the safe and efficient use of your gun. So,
and you get a T-shirt. You throw in a T-shirt too. I'm wearing one right now. If you're on social media, you can't see the initials, but this is it. It really is a nice T-shirt. You get full access to the indoor archery range too, and you get 30-day 100% satisfaction guarantee for any firearm.
Correct. Yep, absolutely.
So this is a hell of a deal. There are only a handful of these, but it's a $675 value for $250. Now tell us about the license to carry class, basic firearms.
So as you know, the license to carry is a hot item right now. There's more people taking that class than ever before. There's really no reason to discount it other than for the cheap bastard deal. And so we're throwing that out there. It's a $125 deal normally, and you can get it for $62.50 right now. If you live in a town that's now requiring you to do live fire, you know, unconstitutionally, but if they're requiring it, you can upgrade the class for a little nominal fee. But it's $125 value, and you get the class for $62.50. And we're running probably four or five classes a week right now, so you should be able to get in on any of those classes. So we decided to throw an extra option in.
that's a great deal because nowhere else are you going to get a class like this that'll enable you to get your permit for $62.50. It's 4 hours. Yeah. That's how long it takes. 4 hours. Most people take it, I guess, on a weekend, right, Toby?
The night classes are very popular, too. We have a Monday night and a Thursday night. And the weekend classes are popular as well, but you know, it all fits around whatever schedule. There should be a class for whatever schedule you have, you know, nights or weekends or, you know, daytime. So we have a class for you. So you have two
options here today with your cheap bastard deals, or you can grab both if you want them. You can, while supplies last, you can enroll in Cape Gun Works basic firearms license to carry class. That's $125 value for $62.50. Or you can get the membership, which is a $500 value plus the $175 initiation fee. That's a $675 value for $250, and that includes a free use of the gun range, and you can bring in any guests for free. You get a 5% discount on anything in the store, 10% off all the Cape Gun Works classes. It's a hell of a deal, and these are going to go really fast, Toby, and especially, you know. And again, there's just going to be more bad news coming out of Congress as long as the Democrats are in control. You got to move here. You got to get these things done before any more damage is done to the Second Amendment.
Absolutely, do it while you still can, and don't forget to tune into the radio show. We have a very special guest this week on our show this Saturday. Thank you very much, Howie. I just thought I'd plug that.
Hey, thank you. I had a good time
on the show.
I had a good time. That show runs on WXTK. What time does it run at Toby?
It's 7 p.m. on Saturday, or you can listen to the archive next week on our website at capegunworks.com.
And I talked about some of my...
You can also listen along on the iHeart radio app. So.
And I talked about some of my experience with a guy who didn't have a permit to have firearms, but he had an awful lot of them. And some of them were illegal machine guns, which he used at places on Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester or Commercial Street in the North End. Sparhawk Street.
In all the wrong ways, right?
Yeah, I think he had 80 weapons when they finally arrested him in Santa Monica, California. He even had Derringers. You thought Derringers were in the Old West. No, Whitey had one. All right, HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Get the cheap bastard deals from Cape Gun Works. They're a great deal. Thanks, Toby. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and type Howie into the search bar to save over 50% on their Butcher's Best Sellers package. It's a great, great bargain. Plus, when you use my code, you'll get 4 free burgers and 4 free chicken breasts. That's in addition to all the filet mignon, the kielbasa, the desserts, the potato au gratin, lots of great stuff. Go to omahasteaks.com and type Howie in the search bar for this limited time deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be the first to leave office, Biden or Cuomo?
Until yesterday, I would have said Biden for sure, but now I'm going to say Cuomo.
37% say Biden will be the first to go.
63% say... See, the thing about Biden is, you know, he could make more faux pas and fool. He could make a fool out of himself at any time, but there's nothing about him that we don't already know that's going to come out. Whereas with Cuomo, anything could come up, you know? Well, anything. Go ahead, Grace.
The other thing, too, is that no matter what Joe Biden does, the media is just... they're on his side. They're covering for him at all times. I mean, there was a piece today in the New York Times that described him as a, I think it was a champion of the American people, and he's bringing aid to the poor. I mean, they'll just go to all new lows to cover for this guy. Whereas Cuomo, the media is officially on board with bringing him down. And I think that's more, that means more nowadays than anything else.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. He's Cuomo has outlived his usefulness.
Yes.
He is so now he could be disposed of. He is a useful idiot who has his time stamp has expired.
Poor Fredo.
Yeah, sorry about that, Fredo. So, Grace, you have a big announcement. People have been waiting for this all day.
I've gotten so many texts from people, from my family members.
What's the big
members.
Announcement?
All right, Howie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Grace Curley Show, Howie Carr's lead-in, is going to be coming to WGAN, WKBK, and WFEA.
And WGAN, obviously, is in Portland. And WFEA is in Manchester. And WKBK is in Keene, New Hampshire, or as Joe Biden calls it, Keene, Vermont.
And how? Yes. And as you know, Howie, these are all going to be rolled out at different times. The soonest one is GAN, but we have KBK next week and then FEA early April. But this is all really exciting, and I want to thank everybody there for giving me a shot. I know it's hard shoes to fill. I don't think I can in that sense, but I'm going to try to bring some different shoes into the role. So I thank everybody for giving me a shot. And to everyone who's been listening so far, it's awesome, Howie. I get such good feedback and some constructive criticism, which is always nice. But I appreciate everyone going along with the ride with me.
And we thank Grace and I both thank Saga Management for going with Grace on these stations. And we're going to have more announcements. A lot of affiliates are interested in picking up Grace. And the show is a success, and that's why we're getting this kind of response very quickly, and building up the affiliate list more rapidly than we had anticipated even.
Yes.
And it's going well. And if you want to if you're listening online or you're just driving around and you're not from the area and you run a radio station or you're a PD or whatever, or you want to tell your station to pick up Grace. Just go call your station.
And I want to thank the mailroom manager as well, Howie, because she's been working really hard on my show and trying to make it a success. And it's been so fun. I this sounds corny, but I always tell people, I can't believe that I get to do this every day, Howie, now. Like, I get to get up and just and read all morning and then just talk to people. It's really fun.
It is. It is. It's fun.
I get why your avocations are your vocations now.
That's right. That's right. And it's always good. You know, you started out in the place where you were born, Boston, and now you're moving to the place that I was born in, Portland.
Exactly. All right, guys. So we do have other news to get to, but that was the big announcement. I want to talk a little bit here, Howie, and I want to play a lot of sound in this news segment because you've got a large cut sheet to go through. And I've heard a lot of this, and some of it's really good. I mean, Peter Ducey, I don't know if you saw that piece, Howie, a couple weeks ago from the LA Times. They described him as a noisy fixture in the press room. And I just have to say, he is a fabulous noisy fixture.
Noisy fixture. Like there's something wrong with being a real reporter.
Well,
you know, I remember when real reporters were lionized. Woodward and Bernstein, they were the toast of the United States. Now you're a noisy fixture if you dare speak out against the and observe Not even do it loudly, but observe that the emperor has no clothes.
Well, it's also, you want to talk noisy. I mean, when the press room was dealing with Trump, they were all but screaming at the top of their lungs at the guy. So yeah. I don't know why he's called a noisy fixture. But I think it's an upgrade from one horse pony soldier, or one horse pony is what Joe Biden called him. So I do want to get to that sound, because he's really getting good at, like you said, Howie, calmly holding Psaki's feet to the fire. And she is just completely crumbling under these questions. But what I want to show you first is there's photos of Joe Biden. As you know, he signed the COVID relief bill. And I don't know if these were taken at that signing, but that's what I'm assuming. And this guy online put them up, and he said, Biden walks in with his mask on, takes it off to make remarks and sign a bill, stands up, puts his mask in his pocket, and walks out without his mask. And so I'm reading this, right? And I'm reading all the comments beneath it.
He did it. He signed the COVID away.
He signed the COVID away, a stroke of a pen. So I'm reading the comments beneath it, Howie, which you know I do. I have to see what people say. And even though my blood pressure goes higher, I take a Super B and I just keep reading. And the comments from these crazy, most women, crazy Biden-supporting women who hate Donald Trump, they're mad at this guy for acknowledging the hypocrisy of Biden walking in, taking it off, putting it on. And these women are writing this, Howie, who cares? He's already vaccinated. To which I say, exactly.
Well, yeah, exactly.
He's already vaccinated.
But wait a second. But if they saw somebody like that walking on the sidewalk, or God forbid, in a restaurant, not wearing a mask, they would be running to the snitch line.
No, of course.
It wouldn't matter if you had your COVID vaccination sheet tattooed on your forehead, they would still be running to rat you out.
But I think it's so funny, because his whole point with posting the pictures is, this is so stupid, it clearly doesn't mean anything. And people are commenting, leave him alone, who cares? He's 6 feet apart from people and he already has his vaccine. And I'm thinking, you're making our point. He's 6 feet apart from people and he has a vaccine. Why does he need to continue with pandemic theater if it doesn't matter?
I got a quote for you, Grace. This is from George Orwell, 1984.
Yes.
It was always the women, and above all the young ones, who were the most bigoted adherents of the party, the swallowers of slogans, the amateur spies and nosers out of unorthodoxy.
Oh, Karen.
Is that a prescient description of most Karens?
Yeah, and social justice warriors. It reminds me of how we, during the summer of love, when you would see college-educated white liberal brats screaming at black police officers, you are racist! We need to dismantle the patriarchy! And the black guys would be like, can you stop yelling at me? We live in an upside-down world. That is a great point, though. And those are the people I see on Twitter. Those are the women, Howie, that come on Twitter after it's announced about Major taking a nip at somebody, and they start writing, oh my God, Howie, this was my favorite thing. I was looking at the responses to that, and it's like, oh, Major Biden's involved in a biting accident, blah, blah, blah. And all these women start writing, poor Major, I hope everything's okay. You know, he's a rescue dog, and isn't he he's really old. And someone else goes, no, he's the young one. Oh, he's just a puppy, he doesn't understand. And then somebody writes, I hope there's someone in Delaware who can take care of him. And I see
on a farm.
I see that
they're going to bring him to a farm. Don't worry, Karen.
Howie, I see that my dad is replying to these people on Twitter, and my dad writes back, Hunter, perhaps? I'm like, Dad, you're going to drive these women insane. They're like, they're crazy.
People are very happy. They're texting in how happy they are that you're moving to the Saga stations in New Hampshire and Maine. And 860 says, what about WHYN for Grace's show? We're working on a lot of stations, 860. We're going to have a lot of announcements in the coming weeks as time goes on. Probably we'll have another announcement next week at this time.
And I've gotten such good advice. I've received such good advice from Howie. He's kind of pulled me aside sometimes and said, listen, you got to do a little bit of this, you got to do a little bit of that. But I also get great advice from the mailroom manager, because she tells me sometimes, you got to have fun, Grace, and you got to stick to your roots. So if you want to talk about something, just because Howie wouldn't talk about it. And you know what I will say, Howie? I've only talked about the Kardashians thus far once. And I kept it under like a minute.
That's good.
It's good. It's the best I could do. Guys, I have a little bit of sound here that I promised, though. Let's go to This was my favorite sound of Peter Doocy because she tried. I hope I have it here. Taylor, do we have the one where she brought up Governor Abbott and he basically said, oh, we're going to have the one. All right, well, let's play cut six.
And our administration has made a decision that the way to humanely approach immigration is to allow for, for unaccompanied minors to come and be treated with humanity and be in safe place while we're considering while we're trying to get them into homes and sponsored homes that some more may have come to our border.
Huh? Has anyone ever seen Jen Psaki and Karen Polito in the same room?
I thought you might say that, sir. Yeah, and there was also the comment where Peter Doocy was asking about Border Patrol unions and teachers unions and how they're both dealing with, you know, a lot of kids in a small space. And Jen Psaki kind of laughed at him, and he quickly said to her, it's not funny, which is not a good look when a reporter has to tell the person who's speaking for the president of the United States that this is not a funny issue at hand. Let's play that cut four.
More kids are in classrooms every single day.
But since they are not all back, from an administration position or from your perspective, have the Border Patrol unions and the HHS unions been easier to work with than the teachers' unions?
I think that's a little bit of mixing different circumstances. I would say that...
It's children all in tight quarters. A classroom, but
not quite.
It's not funny.
That was a totally legit question.
Oh yeah, of course. But you know, there's a lot of circling back to be done, and I'm sure Joe Biden will come out tonight and answer all of those questions, Howie.
Are they gonna do something to his desk? All the Karens in the White House press corps. I don't know, not short sheet him, they would do if there was a bed in there. But are they going to booby trap his chair or something like that?
What do you mean? So what would the point be?
I mean, just to make him feel uncomfortable, you know, to make him feel like the pariah that he so obviously is compared to the rest of these cheerleaders.
I just wonder if he's going to wear the mask, because he sometimes speaks with the mask on and he sometimes speaks with it off. But if he has that mask on, they could do like a voiceover, Howie, like old school, you know, all of a sudden the voice, you could come on. Hi, this is Joe Biden. But it would be Howie Carr's booming voice and no one would be the wiser.
Well, if Joe Biden doesn't have to wear the mask anymore, I mean, isn't this the old example of the saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do? You know. When in the White House, do as the president does, right?
I think this is more of an example of when Charlie Baker says happy anniversary, that's a signal to Biden that it's a historic day so he can take his mask off. Guys, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. Their sales consultants are so great. They will not put pressure on you. I leased my car and I absolutely love it. I got all the features I wanted, but there's none of that, you know, car salesman-y pressure where you feel like you have to do something. Also, their showrooms are inside, which is great right now when it's still a little nippy out. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go check them out. Tell them I said hi. Talk to Brad, all the guys there. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. Howie Carr, that is all I have for today. But again, thank you to all of those stations that are now going to carry the Grace Curley Show, WGAN, WKBK, WFEA. Thank you to Saga. And it's going to be fun. We're just going to keep on rolling.
Great. We'll have more announcements next week about more affiliates picking up the Grace Curley Show. We're looking forward to it. And Taylor, why don't we start saving Jen Psaki cuts for a future Wizard of Oz contest? I think that was a pretty good entry right there.
Okay.
I didn't say you have to count them immediately.
But somebody's got to count them.
I know, but you don't have to do it. I'm just saying let's start the process.
All right, I'll start stockpiling.
Okay, thank you. Last summer, I had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he could do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for any number of reasons. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they have taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. And you know what? Some of those new protocols they have make it a more pleasant, comfortable experience of getting your teeth cleaned. I know getting your teeth cleaned is something you might want to put off because of the all the changes in your routine, but this is one thing you can't afford to put off, because if you have problems with your mouth, your teeth, oh, it's just... It's something you don't want to deal with, and you know it as well as I do. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. Do it today, or go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at this hour, is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, to discuss the market and just the general economic trends. Kevin, the news out of Washington is just frightening on so many levels right now. They've passed this pro-union bill that would basically coerce millions of Americans into these unions that they have no interest in joining. I mean, it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But it's just every day there's something scary that happens in Congress or at an executive order signed at the White House.
Well, the old saying, Howie, right, elections have consequences. And unfortunately, the consequences are we've got 4 years of these type of shenanigans going on. And, you know, that we're in a roaring 20s as far as the market's concerned. I mean, look at, we've been talking about this for weeks, right? The market's at an all-time high again today. Stimulus bill gets signed by the president. And I understand he's coming out again this afternoon to talk about the next stimulus package. I don't know if you've seen that news cycle, but why do we need another stimulus package? Explain to me, please.
There's still $1 trillion not spent in the last stimulus package. What do we have to give prisoners in the jails and the prisons another $1,400? All the illegal aliens are going to get another $1,400.
Listen, I don't understand. I really don't understand. And again, where's all this money going? 9% of that stimulus package that passed today is going to the American people through way of COVID relief. The rest of it's going where? It's foreign aid, and it's buybacks and payoffs of some of the favors that have been going on, and maybe some of the future favors that they're expecting. I don't know. But it's the wrong thing for the American people. There was one guy, we're in Maine, there was one guy, Jared Golden, I'll name him out. He was the one congressman that voted against it. He's here in my hometown of Lewiston.
And he voted against the guns.
I didn't expect that from him.
He voted against the confiscatory gun policy, too. Kevin, we're running low on time. Where should people go if they needed financial advice?
1-800-989-9100. They can reach out to us, and we'll have a conversation, Howie.
I'm Howie Carr.